answer to your own
pressure.
I'm sure you have some cosmic rationale.
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we talking about today? First, gonna talk about, can Elon Musk truly be trusted? Then, we've been deeply infiltrated. Then, two men arrested operating illegal secret Chinese police station in New York. And for the finale, Republicans cave, no limit debt ceiling, Weimar, here we come. That's the show. Gonna be a very short, concise show today. First, can Elon Musk fully be trusted? Picture is Donald Trump on Truth Social. I don't believe Elon Musk voted for Biden, not for a minute. He told me he voted for me. But who knows about that and who cares? I do. I know about that. Trump, I remember Trump. Elon is just trying to make friends with absolutely horrible Biden administration because of all the government subsidies he gets and all the permits he needs. His space company, car company, battery company, tunnel company, and even Twitter, which was illegally controlled by the FBI, need government help and subsidies. He's just, quote, mending the fences, unquote. Man, before I read what the OP said, let me respond to this Trump thing. I think Trump misunderstood what autistic, because sometimes Elon has a way of kind of roundabout saying stuff. He doesn't say stuff completely directly, and sometimes he does, but it doesn't sound completely right because he's autistic as fuck, so it sounds strange and weird. And I think his autism met with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump thought what he said meant that he voted for him or something. I think Donald Trump was just confused and misunderstood what Elon said. Or maybe Elon actually did say, hey, Trump, I voted for you. Straight to his face. Maybe he did some dirty shit like that. Maybe he did. I don't know. Either way, who cares, Trump? Why are you whining about it? Why are you whining about it? OP says, Twitter was supposed to be a no-holds-barred free speech platform. It's literally the same as when Musk bought it. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of reach. It's an exact quote from Jewish Yoel Roth, who was recently fired, yet now bases his platform on that statement. Free speech is supposed to be freedom of speech. Otherwise, it's meaningless. The people should decide what views are popular and what views aren't. Banned addicts banned Steve Bannon, and is apparently trying Trump as well. Very shady. Okay, well, first off, in the latest Tucker interview, Elon Musk made it sound pretty clear that he wanted Trump back, if he wanted to come back. So I don't know where you're getting that he's trying to go after Trump. He'd be unbanned. Trump was already banned. The only thing that could happen to Trump is he could be unbanned. How could he go for Trump? Trump's already been got. What the fuck? That aside, he didn't ban Alex. Alex was, again, already banned. He just hasn't unbanned Alex, which is almost as bad, if not just as bad. And then he banned Steve Bannon. Well, Steve Bannon's kind of a grifter, so I understand why he did that. I understand why. Why did Trump pardon Steve Bannon? Why did Trump pardon Steve Bannon? What the fuck? So dumb. This Don't Tread on Me Anon says, why do you need to trust him in the first place, nigger? He's not your dad. Reddit space, grow the fuck up. Are you talking to Trump? Sounds like you're talking to Trump, but I don't know. That sounds pretty accurate, actually. Calm your tits. Let Elon do his thing. Fuck. This Finish Anon says, never trust a guy on a screen. Well, then you could never trust anybody in life, period, because everybody lies. Wow, I've taught you something. Oh my gosh, the video of the, this is so crazy it looks fake. This is so insane. It's stabilized, which makes it look kind of fake, because when this actually happened, the camera was shaking a lot, and this video has been stabilized, so it makes it look a little uncanny valley. But damn, that's just fucking nuts. That's human ingenuity right there. Soylent meme. This American says he's a front man for the military-industrial complex, obviously. He's not a front man, but the military-industrial complex does pay Elon Musk a lot of fucking money. That is straight up facts. He puts spy satellites into orbit for the US military. They pay him lots of money. They're one of his biggest contractors. I mean, yes, he works for the military. Yes, he works for the military-industrial complex. Yes. I think not really hiding any of that. Linus Droptip says, didn't Trump get his Twitter back? Dude, he's welcome back to Twitter whenever he wants to go back. But people are assuming that he has some sort of contract with Truth Social, so he can't go to Twitter even if he wanted to, because it would violate his contract. So he needs to amend his contract with Truth Social or something before he can go back on Twitter. I guarantee you something like that will happen before the election. He will be back on Twitter for the election, for the 2024 election. Guaranteed he will be back on Twitter. It would be stupid and foolish of him not to. Just put it that way. If Lou's always right, and Lou's saying Trump will be back on Twitter for 2024 election. You heard it here second. Styx has been saying this for a long time, so I mean, I'm not really the first here. I know Styx has already been saying this, for sure. I'm sure there's others. Next thread. We've been deeply infiltrated. Fuck China, fuck China. Grug says, we will be at the height of hyperinflation by election time. Dude, you know what I was looking at today? I just happened to look at Bitcoin prices today. Look what happened today, guys. Kind of like the past one day. Look at this. Look at this drop. What is drops like this always preceded? What has always happened in the past when this has started to happen, guys? When Bitcoin starts to tank. I have a feeling the stock market's about to go off a cliff. That's what I have a feeling of. My bones are creaking. Guys, the can still hasn't been kicked. The can has not been kicked yet. There's been no word on the stock market. We're literally just hovering in a limbo. Limbo. We're stuck in limbo. Yes, limbo. For realsies, this thread. Fuck China, fuck China. China alleged to run up to 6 clandestine police stations on U.S. soil. Human rights group claims. Guys, I mean, you heard it here first at Poll News America, didn't you? We know there's one in Texas. We know there's a couple in Florida too, I think. But we know there's some in Texas. We know there's some in Texas. The Chinese police stations. What are they? What do they do? Well, they impose China's will on U.S. soil. That's what they do. Dan Plimick says, there's one in New York City. Yes, I just talked about that one in the previous shows. Yes, I just talked about the one in New York City, but the FBI got that one, dude. You didn't hear? The FBI's patting itself on the back for getting one of them. One of them. Is there still more in New York City? Did they only get one and there's like more there? They didn't even get all the ones in New York. is the FBI that incompetent? I would assume yes. How does the fucking niche internet 4chan show know more than the fucking entire Strategic Intelligence Division of the FBI? I don't know. I'm that good, I guess. Fuck, hire Lou. Hire Lou. Save yourself some fucking money. Fuck. Just pay me the salary of like 3 people and then fire that entire division and then just pay me and I'll write a report with my AI waifu bot for you every day or something. It'll be good. I'll use AI to automate whatever the fuck all those 8 people are doing. I'm that good. Hire me, FBI. Make me a glowy. This America says groups with hundreds of military-aged Chinese males are heading to the southern border. They're building a sleeper army. Dude, I don't know. I think a sleeper army isn't far off, man. I talked about that in one of my older shows. How wouldn't it just be so efficient for China to just inlay millions of Chinese into America? Like, just spread it throughout America, and then when the time is right, strike from within? Seems like it would be so simple and so easy. Fuck, we would probably pay them welfare to stay in America. Shit. Get paid by China, get paid by welfare? Fuck. This American says someone has to police the dim-controlled cities. Yeah, because our police, it sure as fuck ain't doing it. China has to bring their own police station to America. Yeah, something like that. This American says, how could they tell the difference? The yellow-skinned chink pigs and American pigs both act just like communists. Political enforcers, not helpful peace officers of old days. They would only get rough when they needed to. Yeah, imagine some crazy Chinese police office operating in some town and the townspeople don't even know it's a fucking foreign entity. They just assume it's all legit and upstanding. In reality, it's Chinese spies here to destroy America. Probably selling drugs and shit. This American says the US government allows it. Yes, they're probably even influenced by it. They probably get bribed. Yes. This American says Chinese are preparing for war. They are sending hundreds, if not thousands, of young men and some families with kids who have American citizenship from Saipan into America across the border illegally, even though they have legal claims. Poor Chinese people can't just pick up and leave like that, generally, so it's the CCP. China has secret military police departments. They have land owned near military bases. They have thousands of CCP loyalists here illegally, and they are creating a coalition and subverting the petrodollar. What do you think they're preparing for? War is coming, and China, Russia, Iran, and so forth will come against us, and we will have no leadership that can handle it. Real leaders would be very concerned and on top of Chinese sneaking in and having police stations and CCP properly in US. Russia will handle Europe, Iran will handle Israel, China will come after the United States. Even Japan is getting friendly with China. Japan's buying Russian oil right now. Japan's buying Russian oil. All our enemies are working together as a cohesive force while America is labeling its own citizens as terrorists because they use the word based. Where the fuck are our priorities? Wake up, intelligence division. Wake up, FBI. We are being attacked from within and from without. Very simple. This American says, remember when they put the National Guard around Congress after they stole the election and Pelosi was surrounded by Chinese men wearing National Guard uniforms? I can't find that photo anywhere now. Oh, Lou's got it. Lou's still got it. Future Lou will try to find it. Maybe he won't be able to find it, but I'm pretty fucking sure I still got that. More specifically, the Chinese agent that was Biden's handler, little fucking suspicious, wasn't it? That Biden had like a Secret Service agent that was looked like a Chinese spy? Like, what the fuck is going on? This America says, and how many police stations of the US are trained and manipulated by international Jewry? Most of them? All of them? Don't talk about Sheriff Shitwood. Don't talk about Shitwood. A lot of people saying they'd fuck them up if they came in their area and did something like that. Dude, good luck. How would you even know it was going on? If your government was just allowing it. If the FBI was investigating that kind of shit. Or the CIA or any intelligence agency. Like, They're not doing their fucking job. They're attacking Americans, they're investigating Americans, they're wasting resources, taxpayer dollars, and influence investigating Americans when we have fucking solid proof of foreign influence in our elections and in the hierarchy of our governing politicians. This American says, hell, this has been going on a few years in Canada and America. I'm confused why now they're acting as if this is new. Surprise, motherfuckers, allowed this shit all up until China balls up on us and begin turning over ally against it. Holy fucking grammar. Holy fucking use commas. Holy fucking clean that shit up. It has been going on in Canada. Dude, Canada is completely corrupted by China. Canada is completely controlled by China. They have you by the balls. They also have America by the balls, though. I mean, I'm do as I say, not as I do. Shit. Whatever. Next thread. Two men arrested operating illegal secret Chinese police station in New York. This is kind of... this thread's dead already, and there's only a couple of replies, but this is kind of extension of what I was talking about yesterday about the Chinese police stations. This is the one in New York that the FBI closed. Did they only arrest two people? Out of that entire police station, of that illegal Chinese police station, it was just run by two people? What the fuck? Strange. Finale. Whatever. Fuck Chinese police stations. Dumb. Super dumb. Republicans cave. No limit debt ceiling. Weimar. Here we come. House Republicans to propose lifting debt limit by $1.5 trillion or until March 31st, 2024. The Republicans are going to throw away their only bargaining chip until a fucking year from now? Are you insane? Are you fucking insane? Guys, they could guys, the economy is teetering on the brink of fiscal collapse. And the all the Republicans have to do is just be like, oh, we're not going to pass it. And the Democrats would have to do whatever they said. Whatever they said, guys. Whatever they wanted. Or the entire economy comes crashing down. And they're just going to shit it away for what? For nothing. Fuck Kevin McCarthy. Fuck this asshole. Fuck this asshole. Fuck Matt Gaetz for letting him in. Fuck them. Fuck all of them. This Democrat meme flag says the GOP should never be taken seriously. They're all talk. Everyone understands this except right-wingers. That's so ironic coming from you, Democrat. Yeah, and the Democrats are not all talk? Where's your student loan forgiveness, bud? Huh? Where's your Green New Deal? Where's Build Back Better? Biden passed that $1.5 trillion Build Back Better plan with the Democrats. Where's all the infrastructure? Where's the new bridges? Where's the new trains? Where's the potholes fixed? Where'd all that money go? Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah. The fucking Democrats, the GOP, all people in the Globo Homo Party should not be taken seriously on either side. This American says, remember, Trump endorsed McCarthy. He also fucking... He did, and he also most recently endorsed him again to get that corrupt motherfucker in again. Dude, I don't get Trump. Ugh, Trump trusts the people that stabbed him in the back already. He's already floundering on his shit. It frustrates me to no end. Wake up, Trump. Wake up. Don't trust those faggots again, you idiot. Man, that's the show, guys. That's it. We're done. The show's complete. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Can this take us home?
It can take you anywhere.
I can see her by the door. Waiting for me. That's the last thing I did. It's lighter. I just thought I'd have more time.
I can give that to you. Time. It's not what you think it is. It's a cage. And it does everything it can to break you. It's not until you free yourself from it that you see just how small it always was. We're going to get out of here. She's gonna open the door. And you'll be there. I promise. Let's get to work.
When I touched it, I saw his mind. I felt what he had done. Entire worlds, entire timelines gone. Like they never even existed.
Janet. We can leave. Right now.
Who is Kang?
Who I need to be. Janet.
Stay away.
You saved my life. I made a promise. Just let me take you home.
And then? What are you going to do?
When? I told you, time isn't what you think. I could make it. So you never left her. Hope is going to open the door, and you'll be there.
And how many worlds will die if you get out?
Not yours. She'll never know. Don't you want to see your daughter again? Why do you think you could stop me?
Give it to me, Janet! Give it to me!
Cut him off from time, and trapped us both down here forever.
Uh. still can't see it. It's never over.
Right now.
No.
Come on.
No.
I know.
No.
You have to go.
No.
Think this is new to me? Do you know how many rebellions I have put down?
No.
How many worlds I've conquered? How many Avengers I've killed? And you think you can beat me? I am Kang! You talk to ants!